You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Somebody has written in from yesterday, IMO, the show wasn't as bad as it could have been today. Not great, but not the worst. All nice. Of us are nodding like, all right.
Thank you.
All right. Something that's not just flaming criticism, not just spit, bile, and poison that makes our skin feel like it is radioactive and has caught fire. We will take that as a show motto. The show wasn't, IMO, the show wasn't as bad as it could have been today. Not great, but not the worst. That was yesterday. Juju, what are your thoughts? The watch party was great. I'm not gonna say anything other than that watch party last night was great. But we were tired today. Stugatz has a funny thing where Stugatz complains about being tired. And I'm like, Stugatz, we got 12 people here. You can leave early. And he doesn't want to leave. He just wants to complain about being
dirt
tired.
Worker.
Yeah. Juju, how'd we do today? I didn't think there was enough Cody in the show today. I thought that for a Greg Cody Tuesday, it needed more of his heavy breathing. It needed more of his nostrils flaring, more of his opinions. Not enough Cody today.
Right, I definitely agree, 100%. It was too many people in here for him to feel. He didn't want to be rude. He's so respectful. He don't want to trample over Lucy
so
or me.
So respectful.
So his respectful, and we respect our elders as well, but yeah. We could have definitely used more of you in the show. Also, the fans wanted to get to the bottom of this new bag situation, so we got a lot of tweets with the links of the actual new bag.
Oh, so what Amin couldn't find has now, and he couldn't find certain things on the internet that you have now found, the Dove Healer. Were you able to find anything on the Dove Healer?
The fans of the show, they are sending it in rapidly, so check your mentions.
Okay, so if you want something that you can put on your wrist that won't heal much of anything, you can get the Dove Healer, or if you want new bag, you can still purchase you're saying that there's a link that exists that where for purchase or just to prove that it exists?
They prove it exists. It's definitely not for purchase anymore. They just put the pictures up.
The Sack of the Week is presented by New Bag.
No, these links are like links from the show, though. Like, I don't need the show. My whole thing is that Stugatz invented all of this just to create a sale that he could then report back. It's all kind of a Ponzi scheme. Oh. So if you're sending me proof that it was on, I know it was on the show. I'm talking about, where is this product for real?
New Bag.
Play the whole thing, please. I don't want to, I do miss the big voice as well, but any new bag related, if you have a file there that a library.
I emptied it.
Okay. You can give me the whole thing, though, if you'd like.
And now it's time for the Sack of the Week. The Sack of the Week is presented by New Bag, the iconic male freshening spray made by a local skincare company. You can get New Bag online at nubag.tv.
What's going on with your mother, Chris? I was hoping to get a hold of her to talk about how often your father admits he is wrong, which or says I'm sorry.
I think my mom's a little scarred from my dad putting out that photo a few weeks back. She didn't love that he used that photo to plug his podcast. I think she kind of hit me with, I'm in a meeting. She's a little, I don't know, something about, they've been going at it the last few weeks.
Yeah, that me falling and injuring my face did not sit well with her.
And then you using it to get our best downloads in 2 years.
I mean, you know, the Greg Cody show, that's it happened. I mean, it's real.
Salute to Miss Erlene, and I'm so sorry, Miss Erlene, but go to levitardaf.com to get you a Phantom of the Cody shirt as
well.
There
you go.
I already bought her one.
What is the backstory on you disagreeing about this? She's been mad. I mean, look.
Well, she was just getting a ton of texts. When he puts that photo out on Sunday night before she's getting dozens of texts, like her friends, like, what happened? And my dad, of course, is just using it all for downloads.
No, I'm very honest with my audience, with my podcast family. And I wanted to tell them what happened in my life facially and otherwise.
The motive was just to get clicks, Greg. It's not because...
Well, I'm an honest man.
Dad, before the blood had like been cleaned off your head, you were talking about what the downloads were going to be like.
No, what a liar.
It's not a lie! No.
That is absolutely not the truth. That is not the truth. But the point is, my wife... You know, went down the
she has shame
road that was less traveled, and she assumed that it might have been alcohol related. It was not, but that's where she goes because she's been an eyewitness occasionally to me drinking too much beer, and in this case, it was not a factor. But you know, that caused a little discord in the marital tranquility.
So we had skeptical Erlene. She didn't believe your story.
Well. You know, you were there. I mean, you were an eyewitness.
Trust me. Last time you fell in a bush, I profited off of it. If this was alcohol-related, I would have pounced on it.
There you go. That's all I need.
What? Why are we judging him? It's not like he did it on purpose.
No,
it's not the fall. It's taking the picture and then waiting, putting it out Sunday night and using it. And then my mom's getting all these texts from people like,
that part.
Why does your husband look like he, you know, it's just not my mom.
It's a happy ending. I healed. It's a very minuscule miracle, I like to call it.
Now, Greg, when people in your personal life, like your mom's friends, reach out and ask, what happened?
My mom's friends.
He says, check out the information on the Greg Cody Show featuring Greg Cody, right, where you can find out where I've put the embargoed information on what happened to my face, so I can have the best number of downloads that I've had.
My dad
years.
Got mad at me for telling my brother what happened. He wanted me to send my brother to the podcast to hear what happened to him.
Well, you know, every download counts.
Right, if you're going to file, he's going to have that face regardless. You may as well get some clicks in the
Thank
process.
Thank you. Exactly.
I don't believe that Chris is lying when he says that before the blood had dried, you had already strategically, you know, known how you
get
wanted
a picture.
To handle this situation publicly.
Flip me up.
Look, that situation affected my personal and professional life for a week. There was a Heat game that I did not go to because I did not want to be seen in public with the worst of that face, and so it affected my job for a week. It affected my personal life. You know, I'm wearing sunglasses and a big patch to have breakfast.
How good were the downloads?
They were really good. They were really good.